You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. And the world's getting geared up for the little hopping fluffy pants Easter Bunny coming over the weekend, and there'll be lots of children around the world that'll be getting excited now and getting, you know, dreaming about how much chocolate they're going to get and how they can sort of spend their time feasting on chocolate, never mind the vegetables, because it'll be Easter, and that's what Easter's about, is about children and having fun and spending time with family and going on Easter egg hunts and things like that. It's a time to remember what we're here for. We're here to be kind to each other. We're not here to sort of create drama and conflict in the family or anything like that. It's a time for the family to get together and remember why your family is so important. And it's not about, you know, swapping Easter eggs with adults. It's about spending quality time with those people that we never know how long they're going to be with us. So every gathering of a family event is a special event because it's a unique time where we can get to spend some quality time with each other. So this week, the Simply Tarot card of the week is one of my favorites, actually. It's the Nine of Cups. Now, the Nine of Cups is improvements underway, feeling smug or pleased with oneself. So quite often when we have improvements in our lives, we quite often can sit there and feel a little bit smug or a little bit pleased with ourselves. And I'm not saying that we don't have that right to feel a little bit pleased with ourselves or a little bit smug that we've achieved something that we've been working on for a very long time. And this will bring improvements into your life in many different ways. It's not just always about money. You know, improvements can come in many different ways. It could be improvements in your relationship, improvement in your job, but just improvement in how you see yourself and how you feel that you fit into the world. There's lots of different ways that we can bring improvements into our life. So I think it's a really positive card to have coming out, you know, as we head into Easter and, you know, many of us will be traveling and spending time with loved ones. It's a nice time to think that there's improvements underway and maybe some improvements in communication and people getting on a little bit better. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if, you know, the weekend was over with smiles and happiness and not tears and arguments? So, you know, it's a very positive card. As I said, improvements underway. Don't feel too smug. You know, yes, give yourself a good pat on the back, but also remember that there's always more work to be done. Even on a most positive situation, we can always still try and improve things and try and be a better person. And that's what I think this card is trying to share with us, the Nine of Cups, that, you know, even though we're sitting there, we're feeling very comfortable with our arms folded, we're not in any way feeling threatened, that, you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always things that we could be doing that is better in our lives than what we're doing at the present second. So enjoy your Easter break as we move on to the astrology section now. Now, look, it's really exciting because we are in the Aries time of the year. And if you caught up with the show last week, you'll know that I said that Aries is the beginning of the astrological year. So it's like a happy new year for astrology started last week. And it's wonderful because I have lots of Aries friends and family and things like that and clients around the world. And it's a time of the year where I always sort of feel a little bit energized. It's sort of like we're heading into the cooler months here in Australia. And it's sort of like, as you know, the sun goes into Aries, it's almost like you can feel the warmth going out of the sun as it's heading towards Taurus. And it's sort of like, you know, we've got the late stages of the warmth of summer and the early stages of autumn or fall here, where the things are changing and the air's getting a little bit crisper and the days are getting a little bit shorter. So it's an interesting time of the year. But Aries people are very dynamic. It's me first, and me first. And did I tell you about me first? And that's what they're meant to do. They're not necessarily meant fit to put themselves in anybody else's shoes except their own. They're the leader. They're the ones that get us up off the couch, get us motivated, get us moving, and then they move on to something else once they've got the momentum going. So happy birthday to all the Aries, and there's lots of them around the world. And, you know, I have lots of special friends that are Aries, and, you know who you are, and you know that I always send you a special birthday wish because you are so very important to me. So with Neptune conjunct Saturn is sitting in Aries also. Now, look, we're going to be talking about this for a very long time to come because Neptune conjunct Saturn has only just moved into Aries. So Neptune's the planet of creativity, illusion, delusion, where we sort of sometimes feel as if we're walking around in a fog, that we can't find the answers. We know we're searching for them, we're working towards them, but sometimes they just seem to be a little bit out of reach. Now, Neptune's role here is to sort of not necessarily make everything look black or white. It's to say to you that there's other possibilities, there's other solutions that could come to the forefront while you're walking around in this fog in a little bit of a daydream or a daze. You're actually switching on other areas of the brain and other thought patterns that maybe you wouldn't have switched on if you were sort of go, 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 go in that sort of very intense Aries energy, me first and let's get it done yesterday. So, you know, it sort of slows you down a little bit to sort of maybe maximize what you can gain on a creative level or a level of perspective of looking at it through a different lens. So it's really positive here. So it's conjunct Saturn. So Saturn's the planet of discipline, the father figure, sort of says, you know, put the brakes on things and sort of, you know, we need that every now and then in our lives. It's great to be motivated and get up off the couch and go, you know, 100 mile an hour. But sometimes we also need to slow that back a little bit or pull it back a little bit, not necessarily to a stop, but slow it down a little bit so that we can gain the maximum that we need to gain out of the energies and the things that we're trying to achieve. Now, I want to shift gear. When we were talking about the planets in Aries, that's also going to affect the fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra. It will wash over the remaining eight signs. So everything that I talk about, it's just a varying degree of how it affects you in your personal star sign. So we're now going to shift gears and we're going to move into the Pisces sector, where we have Mercury, the planet of communication, is in Pisces. Now, why is this so important? Yes, it's important for the water signs, which is Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, and the opposite sign of Virgo. But it's important as it washes over the remaining rest of us is the fact that Mercury in Pisces is asking us to find some creative, gentler ways of communicating, particularly over this Easter break. It's a time when, as I said previously in the introduction, when we get together with family and friends, and sometimes those relationships aren't always harmonious, or somebody's holding a grudge or something they thought you said and you didn't say, and you know, and it makes it a very uncomfortable sort of Christmas lunch or Christmas dinner. Easter gathering, where people are sort of still holding grudges from Christmas or beyond. And it's like this time, it's time to sort of let go of that. Maybe try and soften the blow a little bit. Find a way to sort of put yourself in their shoes, to try and understand it from their perspective. Not everybody has an easy go of things in life. And sometimes people just sort of shut down and become a little bit abrasive because they don't want to talk about it, or they don't want to share, or they feel that you wouldn't be interested. So this is the time to be a little bit gentler, to be a little bit more creative in your conversation. You know, maybe pick a theme that, you know, we're going to talk about over Easter lunch. You know, make it something exciting and interesting, not something that's boring. You know, it could be something like, you know, go around the table and everybody sort of share with everyone their favourite song, and maybe we put it on the cell phone and listen to a little bit of that song, so that we put some magic into the air, that we put some nice energy into the air, instead of sort of the grievances or, you know, he said and she said this and, you know, everybody's still upset from last year and the year before. Let's try and put a different spin on Easter this year. We also have Mars, the planet of action, sitting in Pisces. Now, Mars is the planet that makes us get out of bed of a morning. So just because it's in Pisces doesn't mean it's watered down, doesn't mean it has any less energy. It's just asking you to use that energy again in a more constructive, more positive way. Like I just spoke about with Mercury in Pisces, let's sort of find a gentler approach. It doesn't mean that we've got to water it down in any way. It just means that we can come in less aggressive, that we can come in a gentle but forthright manner and still get the job done, or still get the communication across, or, you know, share with everybody what's the latest thing that's going on in your life and why you're so excited about these new projects or the new job or the fact that you might have just retired or whatever might be going on in your life. But make sure you do it in a nice sort of gentle approach. Don't come in like the bull in the china shop up and run roughshod over everybody. Do it in a nice way that everybody sort of is, oh, wow, that's great, you know, and they really want to be part of your journey. So, you know, sometimes it's about how we communicate and how we approach the situation is what makes things different. So we have Uranus still sitting in Taurus. Now, Uranus has been in Taurus for well over 7 years now. He is coming to the end of his reign in Taurus. Now, this is really, really important, particularly for Tauruses and the other earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. The opposite sign is Scorpio. Now, I want you to be very careful here. If you are a Taurus, particularly pay attention, because Uranus is the planet of the unusual and the unexpected. It's like a bolt of lightning. It strikes out of nowhere. Now, Uranus's role is to come in and disrupt, remove, take away anything that it sees as an obstacle in your path. Now, you must be very careful of what you verbalize. Don't say something that you don't want to happen, because Uranus does have his big listening ears on, and he may just grant you that wish of what you've verbalized. Now, Uranus works very suddenly. It's deliberate. It's definite. It's not always pleasant, but it can be pleasant. You know, sometimes things happen in our lives, and at the time we think, oh, that's the absolute worst thing that's ever happened. And we go a little bit further down the track and we say, wow, gee, I'm pleased that happened. I wouldn't have done this, or I wouldn't have changed course, or I wouldn't have looked for a new job, or whatever the case may be. And we look back at with fond eyes and sort of saying, wow, at the time I wasn't very happy about it. I was really devastated, but it turned out to be the best turning point in my life I've had in 20 years. So Uranus does bring blessings as well as clearing what it sees as the obstacles out of your road. So be very, very careful. Uranus only has about 27 days left in Taurus before it moves into Gemini. So the intensity of the energy is going to be really, really, really intense. Yes, it will wash over other signs, not quite as intense, but again, I'm urging my clients that, you know, if something doesn't feel right in your life at the moment, try and work through the energy. Don't get into a panic. Don't sort of be in a panic about maybe you're going to lose your job because of world events, because if you keep thinking that and feeling that, you will create it. You don't wish to create it. What you wish to create is whatever's meant to be for you will present itself in a positive, calm, nice sort of way, and you'll be happy to make the changes or the progress that needs. Don't get yourself in a tiz, because then you will start to attract that by keep voicing it, or, you know, talking it over with people saying, oh, gee, I don't know, you know, I'm worried about my job. Don't say that. Just sort of say, well, look, you know, things aren't as great at work as I thought they could be, but hey, you know, we're all in it together. And, you know, sort of try and adopt that sort of attitude that we're all in it together and whatever will be, will be. And I think you'll come out of this last bit, no matter what your star sign is, a lot better off with the Uranus coming to an end in Taurus before he moves into Gemini. So we've got still got Jupiter in Cancer, and he's still going to be there for a little while yet. So, you know, things are starting to expand. They're starting to ramp up a little bit more for the water signs, which is good. You know, Cancerians like to sort of walk sideways to go forwards, as people write up affectionately. And maybe that is true. They'd be seen to be going sideways and not necessarily walking directly forward. But let me assure you, they certainly do make traction. They do make great decisions. And, you know, they don't always have to run around and blow their own trumpet and say, look at me, aren't I fantastic? They just do it in a quiet, diligent sort of way and can achieve a lot more than a lot of other star signs, because their focus is on themselves. It's not about sharing with everybody how great they are. They just get on with the job. So it's a really important time for Cancers, because they are finding that there's some golden opportunities out there, whether it's work or with relationships or just life in general. Things are starting to come towards them, and that's really good. So finally, I want to wrap up with Chiron in Aries. I've had a lot of people inboxing me, asking me, how does this actually work? Chiron sitting in Aries, it's the wounded healer. Now, yes, it will be affecting predominantly the fire signs, which is Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra. It's giving them the opportunity to research, to find the answers to maybe health issues that have been plaguing them for a long time, not necessarily last week's common cold, but something that may have been there for a long time, a condition, an ache, a pain, or whatever. It's giving them a chance to heal on every level, not just on the mind, but the mind, body, and the soul. We're going to take our first call, which is Joan in Spring City in Pennsylvania. Are you there, Joan?
Yes, I am. How are you
today? Question I can answer for you. I'm absolutely fantastic, Joan. Do you have a question I can answer for you, sweetie?
I do. I have lots of questions. For, I guess, where's my future going?
Well, that's a very broad sort of question. Is there a particular area of your future you'd like me to hone in on, Joan?
Yes, as far as relationship and finance.
Okay, great. All right. As far as the relationship, what they're showing me there is not necessarily an ending, but what they're showing me is that things have got to be changing. We've got to sort of change the demographic of the relationship a little bit. And I'm not necessarily saying I'm putting all that on your shoulders, Joan. I'm saying it's got to be, you know, a two-way street. You've both got to sort of make some adjustments here. I think you're both very strong-willed people.
There is no person right now.
There's no one there
at
the moment.
I'm not in a relationship currently. No.
Okay, well, there's a relationship coming. They were showing it to me as if it was already there. So that's why I was talking in the present. Okay, so you're going to be attracting somebody that's going to be very strong-willed. So what you need to be aware of is that you both have a right to have your own opinions, but you've got to find ways there where the two of you can work together for the relationship to continue and grow. Was there somebody from your past that you always had this sort of idea in the back of your head that maybe one day we could get it together, maybe one day we would have a chance to see where this could go?
That's what I was going to ask you. I have a friends with benefits right now. Is that going to go anywhere?
Do they have dark hair?
Yes.
Well, I feel they do. It will. So, you know, when they started giving me the information, it was like you were already in this relationship. You said, hang on a minute, no, I'm not. Well, that would make sense. But this to me is something that I think is going to take you a little bit by surprise when they sort of start a conversation about where is this going to go from sort of something that was, you know, we don't discuss things like that. It's just purely a friends with benefits situation and we don't get too heavy on the emotions in any way. It's going to sort of turn around. Now, look, I'd like to say it was next week, but I still think there's a little bit of waiting time here, Joan, before we actually go into what I was describing to you, where, you know, you're both very strong-willed, you both have very definite opinions, and you've got to learn to balance that a little bit. I'm sort of seeing the relationship status change from about June onwards. It's like all of a sudden, whether they've had the epiphany moment and woken up and realised that, gee, hey, I'm not getting any younger and neither are you, we better do something about making this a proper relationship. I think it's something along those lines because it literally sort of comes out of nowhere to me. It's sort of one minute they're happy with everything being the status quo and nothing's going to change and they're not, we've done a complete backflip and want something so much more. Why are they so frightened of making a commitment? Is it because of their past?
Yes, because they were cheated on and, yeah. But we've all been hurt in our past.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I feel that there's a lot of healing going on around that. Look, you know, I can appreciate somebody that's been cheated on in the past is very skeptical about falling in love again and all those sort of things. I see it daily. But sometimes we've got to take a chance, haven't we? You know, like if someone's come into our lives and the connection's so strong, which it is between the two of you, then this, we shouldn't be fighting this. You know, we should sort of learn to sort of let go of some of this hurt and sort of say, well, hang on a minute, this situation with Joan is a completely different situation to what I had in the past. So, you know, to give you the credit and the merit for what you are as a person and what you've brought to the table, not sort of continually sort of in a sense punishing you because somebody else let them down in the past. That's not how a relationship should work. And, you know, I feel they desperately want to let go, but they're terrified too in case of what if. Well, you've been together long enough now that they know that you're not going to run off with the next, you know, wide-eyed sailor that comes along. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not, you've proved yourself is what I'm saying. So, you know, just be aware it'll be sudden. One week is nothing and then the next week it's like somebody's sort of given them an emotional brain transplant and they're looking at the relationship through completely different eyes. Just go with it. Don't ask why all of a sudden have you had a change of heart. Just go with the flow and, you know, start to then work on it. Yes, you will be together. Yes, I can see before the end of the year, the two of you will be seriously talking about what the future holds.
I'm saying, will we live together?
Yes, yes. Baby steps. We've got to get ready for a relationship first. You know, we can't sort of have, you know, agreements on a relationship today and we move in together tomorrow. We've got to give them time to adjust, but they are, and they're going to adjust, and it's good. And I feel that the relationship has. Yes, go on, sweetie.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think the relationship's going to be really happy and very long-term. I don't see it, you know, I'm not saying you won't ever have a disagreement, but overall I think it's a very solid relationship. And I think it's been healing for both of you. Both of you had stuff from the past that you had to sort of work on and let go of, and you've both done that in the safety, I think, of no commitment, and that's been a very healing thing for both of you, and that's good. So moving on to the finances, Joan, look, it's like a stop-start situation is what they're showing with me finances. It's like, you know, we get a little bit of a go on and then all of a sudden we come to a stop again because we've got, you know, extra things or extra bills have come in that we weren't expecting, and we get on going again. Look, I think that's the way it's going to be for 2026, unfortunately. I'm not saying you can't make a little bit of traction, but I'm saying don't expect that you're really going to achieve everything that you hope to achieve. 2027 is much better looking for finances. This is a year of tidying things up. You know, reducing debt, allowing yourself to sort of say, well, sometimes, you know, I've got to splurge a little bit because it's good for my soul. You know, I'll worry about the bills next week. You know what I mean? Sometimes we've got to do those things. And, you know, when I say have a splurge, I'm not talking about thousands of dollars. I'm talking about something little. You know, buy yourself something little and say to yourself, this is a present for all your hard work, you know, whether it's a new dress or a, you know, bottle of nail polish. It doesn't matter. It's sort of learning to give to yourself, because you've struggled for a long time, and it's now time we've got to learn that not everything always has to be a struggle, you know, that there can be times there where we can reward ourselves, and that's a good thing, Joan. The other thing that they were sort of showing me was, I don't know what you've changed in your life as far as how you're approaching life as far as diet and exercise, and I don't like to use that word diet, you know, your food choices, let's use that word, and how you're approaching things. But they're showing me that your energy levels for the first time in a very long time are nice and level. It's like whatever you're doing, whatever you've changed, just keep going because you're on the right path. There's a lot of internal healing going on at the moment inside your body. And that's a good thing because I think you held on to far too much stress. So I hope that's helped you, Joan.
Okay, real quick. What about will I get a vehicle and will I ever make it down to Virginia to get my belongings?
Yes. Yes to both of those things, but I don't think it's going to happen before September, sweetie.
Okay.
September was the timeline that they were showing me to the answer to both of those questions. So I hope that's helped you, Joan. That's where I'm going to have to leave it because I'm on time restraints. So we're going to talk with Jeanette in Southampton in England. Are you there, Jeanette?
I am. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, sweetie. How can I help you today?
Can you tell me what's coming in regarding relationships and love?
Yes, certainly. We can certainly do that. The first thing that they were showing me is that you've got to let go of, I was going to say the past, but I think it's more than that. I think you've got to let go of the emotions and the disappointments of the past. You know, like not everything that went sour in a relationship was your fault, but you seem to take the lion's share of the blame. And I want you to let go of that. Not everything was your fault. And, you know, sometimes we attract people that are only meant to be in our lives for a short period of time. And once we've done the lesson or lessons with them, then it's time for them to move on and us to move on. So that's what I think's happened to you in the past. They're showing me most magnificent, beautiful, big pink heart. So when they do that, that usually means there's certainly romance coming in. Is there somebody that you've been sort of chatting with that you'd sort of half-hearted sort of think that'd be nice to get to know them a little bit better?
No.
No? Okay. Because they were showing me communication going backwards and forwards as if it was like on a phone, you know, or a text message or something like that. It wasn't sort of necessarily a face-to-face situation. So you haven't got a connection with somebody like that where you've been in a chat room or chatting with somebody online or something?
No. I wouldn't do online, no.
No, I'm normally against it, and that's why I was hesitant to mention it, because to me, I'm old fashioned. I like people to meet people in the flesh and sort of, you know, take it from there. But but this may just be as the relationship starts to, you know, get a bit of legs that maybe there's a lot of texting or phone calls or something going on, because they kept showing me a mobile phone as being the predominant part of the relationship in the early part. Now, look, I'm getting somebody that I think is reasonably tall. They've got brown hair. I don't feel that they've been in a relationship for a while. I'm going to say a little bit old-fashioned in the way that they dress. And, look, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's nice to see somebody that puts some effort in to get dressed up if they're coming to see you. I like that. You know, they're not turning up in their scruffy old clothes. I mean, this man has got manners. Look, I don't know that he's got a lot of money. He's got some money. He's not filthy rich or anything like that, but he's certainly old-fashioned in the ways that, you know, he asks the lady out, he does the paying, he's sort of, you know, considerate, he opens the door, those sort of things, and that's nice. So I felt, though, Jeanette, that you don't go out that often. Like, you're not out socially looking for somebody.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't go out much. No, and that's what I felt, because I felt that this was going to be, you know, well, where would I meet somebody? And that was the question that I asked. And I was very clearly shown it wasn't in a dating app online, and I was very relieved because I don't particularly like them. But it was going to be through some friends, and it's not somebody sort of trying to set you up as a blind date or anything like that. There's just a group of people that are going to something or going on a bus ride or they're going on an outing. You know, when they show me a bus, I think of that as a group of people going on an outing, not necessarily they physically boarding a bus, but, you know, it's not just two people, it's a group that's going to something. And that's what I could see. It was a daytime thing, and this person happens to be there. You know, they're friends with somebody that you know, but nobody's trying to matchmake you. And the two of you end up sort of chatting away, and, you know, and he says, do you mind if I ask for your phone number? I'd like to, you know, make arrangements and we could go out to lunch or something like that. And that's where it starts. It starts out as a very, very nice friendship. He's very respectful. And I feel from that, you know, the two of you will start going out. But initially it's more as friends. It's sort of like, you know, would you like to go to lunch next week and things like this. And it sort of grows slowly from that. I think you get to know each other quite well before the sparks really fly as far as, you know, thinking, isn't he handsome? You know, that's not where it starts. It just starts because the two of you have been on the same outing and you had a lot in common and, you know, decided you'd sort of spend a bit of time together. So, you know, look, I'm talking about anything up to 3 months where you've been just friends and all of a sudden you sort of think, gee, he's not so bad looking after all. You know, like, it wasn't that instant, oh, isn't he gorgeous, you know, or anything like that. It starts out as a nice friendship. And I think that's the right way for both of you, because you get to know each other really well. And then, you know, romance blossoms after that. So, unfortunately, sweetie, we've come to the end of the show. I wish you a very, very happy Easter, and I look forward to hearing from you when you meet Mr. Wonderful. So that was Jeanette in Southampton in England. You know, it's always lovely when people sort of, you know, start to sort of look for romance and are ready to attract somebody new in their life, because, you know, sometimes we get our hearts broken and we sort of think, oh, maybe this is not for me. But look, I always believe that there's somebody out there. There's always one right person out there for everybody. There's one person that's your person. And it's, you know, sometimes we've got to kiss a lot of frogs before we get the prince. So let's hope that Jeanette finds her prince. So this week I want to leave you with a song that is a really interesting song, because even though I live here in Australia and this band was very big in Australia and certainly very huge in the USA, and I've had a lot of people sort of ask me how come I've never featured them on the show. And it's not so much that I don't particularly like them. It's just sort of I try and sort of go with a song that might come to me during the week or something that triggers before the show, and that's how I pick the song of the week. So this week I've gone against all that. I've picked a song that somebody's asked me for, someone pretty special, and they sort of, you know, have said, haven't you featured this band before? It's LRB, so it's the Little River Band. And I know a lot of people in America think they're American, but they're not. They're Australian, and they've been Australian for a very, very long time. And, you know, look, it's not that Glenn Shorrock can't sing. He can sing. It was just sort of the energy of the band sometimes rubbed me up the wrong way. But that's a more personal thing. But, look, they're great musicians. They've done a lot for the world. And a lot of people really love this song. And it's an anthem to a lot of people. It was hard to sort of choose one LRB song, but I've chosen this one, Hang On, Help Is On Its Way. And I think that's probably appropriate at the moment with all the things that are going on in the world. Let's have some positivity. Let's have some Hang On and Help Is On Its Way with LRB. So, and until next week, enjoy your Easter break. I hope the Easter Bunny brings you lots of chocolates or whatever it is that you want. But most importantly, enjoy the time with your family and friends, because it is a very, very special time of the year. So hop, hop, hop to the Easter Bunny, and we'll see you all next week. Bye for now.